Hello, this is Matt Barbie with Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. This is the show where we dig into what does success mean to you and in your life and in your business for your family, and how do you go about achieving it, and what are some of the roadblocks, and how do you push through those things? And this is Matt Barbie again, your host, and my passion is helping business owners create businesses that give them the lives that they've always dreamed of, and that's really the passion behind this show. But this week, we've got some people who are no strangers to radio, Rick and Tracy Ellis, and we're gonna have Rick go first, and then Tracy will be on Business Owner Moms, but she'll probably chime in as well.
She will. I mean, she definitely will.
We'll play it, you know, dynamically.
What are you saying, Rick?
I'm not saying a thing. But thanks for having us, Matt.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to have you guys here. I mean, you guys have a show on what 97.1, as well as was it 590?
590, The Fan.
Yep. The Fan. Mm-hmm. The Fan. Yeah. So again, no strangers to radio, but you know, please tell the audience a little bit more about like who you guys are and what you do.
Well, I'm Rick, and this is obviously Tracy, and we're Rick and Tracy Ellis, real estate team. We're real estate professionals with EXP Realty here in St. Louis and St. Charles County areas. So we've been in real estate for 20 years now, and me and Tracy have been a team in life for 32 years. Wow. So we've been partners in life for 32 years. Met her when I was much younger. She was much younger. And back
then, I was
then,
like five.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Back then, I had an IT career. So my passion in, you know, my early days was IT career.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of opportunities and careers in IT. I worked at McDonnell Douglas, and I worked at, you know, Community Federal, Ralston Purina, Electronic Data Systems, and Enterprise Rent a Car too. So,
really?
Wow. So I had an extensive IT career. So that gave me a lot of my technical background ability that would later, you know, come to play in the real estate business that we have.
Wow, wow. So technology to real estate.
Yes.
What was that journey like?
Well, the technology part, it was always a passion of mine when I was a kid. I went to school, went to college for that, took college classes, and went into the IT profession. So, but whenever I got to the point where, you know, Tracy was doing real estate before I was, we were both licensed in 2000. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there was a point where I was doing my IT stuff probably 9-10 hours a day, and then I'd come home and help her with real estate. So we had a booming real estate business while my IT career was in play.
Okay.
That made some very busy days. And so after probably 3 or 4 years of that, Tracy was like, something's got to go, you know. Because we're putting in too much time. I was, you know, working all day, but I wouldn't be available to her during the day because I had my IT career.
Right.
At that point in time, we made the determination, and it was a difficult one because I had a good IT career. I was making good money.
Right.
To go into real estate. You know, so Tracy said, just, you know, quit your job, come into real estate. And I said, I can't just quit my job, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was what I, you know, always trained for my whole life. So, but I did. We thought about it. We talked about it. We prayed about it, and we decided, you know, let's take the chance, you know, to go into real estate full time. So, and once we did that, you know, then I was able to see the business in a different light when I was doing it full time. And so I kind of got all the things that she was dealing with, you know, day to day. I was dealing with the back end stuff. She was dealing with the front end stuff. So I got a better understanding of what, you know, she did.
Yeah.
And then we started talking, and we thought, hey, you know, if we take this, you know, level of IT and mix it with the business, you know, bringing websites into it, bringing radio shows into it, you know, because really our business is all about customer service, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really
absolutely
at the core, that's really what we do, customer service. And we're blessed to be able to help people with the most, and I guess the largest investment of their life, the most important asset of their life. That is something that's truly an honor. In order to do that, people want to know you because you have a fiduciary responsibility to your clients as well. So you're dealing with a lot of money, large investments. So we thought, what better way to do that, to allow people to get to know us, than to start radio shows?
You know,
and that way we could come into people's homes every week, you know.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we thought about, you know, strategically, you know, rich radio stations would be ideal for, you know, to accomplish that.
Right,
I was a big fan for a number of years of 97.1, and, you know, who doesn't like sports in St. Louis, right? So, so for 97.1, that was a good group of our audience, you know, and a lot of business owners, a lot of professionals listened to that radio station as well. So we thought, you know, if you can only have one radio station, and that was the tough one, you know, you have to start off somewhere, right?
Right, right.
You can't start off on all of them. So, so with that, we thought which would be the best one to do, and that, you know, we'd made the determination to go to 97.1. And so that kind of kicked off our radio career, and that was over seven years ago that we did that.
Wow.
And so and then Tracy got the idea that, you know, why stop there? She wanted to you know, we wanted to put a lot of our homes in magazines. Mm-hmm. So we went around to various different magazine, you know, distributors, and we thought, you know, how much would it cost to put our homes in the magazines? Well, when we got prices back on that, we were like, wow, those are substantial prices, you know, to put your homes in magazines. And then so Tracy said, I'll just start my own magazine. And I just kind of, you know, we laughed a little bit, but I knew she was serious. And I was like, you're serious? She goes, I'm very serious. And I'm like, well, where are we going to start with that? She goes,
I think what you really said is, oh, yeah, okay, Tracy, you're just going to do a magazine?
That's
a little bit more
that's
accurate.
Pretty much, yeah, that's pretty
I'm
accurate.
Like, yeah, right,
and we're just going to do a magazine. I said, do you know how much work that's going to be? Because in and of itself, real estate is a very busy profession as it is.
Sure.
So then when you start throwing in radio shows and, oh, now we're becoming, you know, magazine, you know, producers and distributors. And we, you know, we didn't know anything about the magazine business at that point in time. But then we really didn't know anything about radio before we started either. Now we do.
Right.
So she was like, yeah. So Tracy, with everything else, she went, you know, head first, 100% right into, you know, creating a magazine. She started thinking about content. She started thinking about people who could put the magazine together.
Yeah.
We have a business partner of ours who that's what she did too. She's really good at putting magazines together. Tracy comes up with a lot of the content. All the photos in our magazine are our photos from our houses. So we kind of thought, you know, we'll make this magazine ours, you know. And so when we talked about it in the beginning, we were like, well, what are we going to call the magazine? Because there's a lot of real estate magazines. And in order to not be confused with anybody else, I thought, well, why not use Tracy Ellis? Tracy Ellis Magazine, because there's only one Tracy Ellis, you know? And so, and you know, you want to keep the name short. You don't want to
Rick
and Tracy Ellis, you know? So we had, you know, to come up with a name, and then we had to stick with that name so that the name becomes, it means something over time.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of people know now the magazine is a real estate magazine, but in the beginning we weren't sure, you know, are they going to get the concept that it is a real estate magazine without calling it a real estate magazine? So we put some bylines in there as being real estate magazines, and obviously our homes, you know, again, on the front of the cover and throughout the magazine are all homes that we've had listed.
Yeah.
So we don't take, you know, we don't take images from other places and put them in the magazine. So all those photos in there and all the pictures in there, they all mean something to us.
Yeah. There's some beautiful homes in here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We deal with a lot of beautiful homes. But again, it's important to tell everybody that we do all price points. We had a house that was $13,000 that sold.
All right.
And
all
we have homes in $3-5 million that we sell, and everything in between, because real estate's real estate.
Sure.
And so my thought is, you know, if we can sell a multi-million-dollar home, we can sell a less expensive one, and vice versa. And so it's important for us for people to understand that we sell all price points in real estate.
All right. So there's ugly homes, but I don't see any ugly homes in the magazine. Where are all the ugly homes?
Just so happens that all of our homes are beautiful. But even the less expensive homes are beautiful in their way. And I tell people, you know, because some people call us up and they'll say, you know, I don't know if my home is good enough to put in your magazine. All homes are good enough to put in our magazine. All homes are great. I didn't start off in a, you know, in a $400,000 or $500,000 house.
Right,
you know,
right.
I grew up in North County, as many of us, you know, in this area did.
Yeah.
went to school in the Ferguson-Florissant School District. I grew up in a probably less than 1,000 square foot home when I was a child.
Yeah.
I had two older sisters, one older brother, and one younger brother. So we were kind of, you know, tight in that house. It was pretty packed. So I grew up, you know, with simple means in the beginning of my life, you know.
And you liked it.
And I absolutely,
and
I loved it.
It's
yeah. It made me who I am today.
Ways, right?
Yeah, it made me who I am today. So, and in our first house that we bought, I think was $38,500. So I tell people, you have to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know, where you end up, who knows where. But the hard work that you put in, you know, throughout your career, that's going to, you know, be what the things that are, you know, going to advance you. So with that, the magazine has been very, very successful for us. We've in the beginning, we started out distributing that to our, the grocery stores and the various businesses ourselves, because again, we didn't know what we didn't know. So we created the magazine, and now we're like, well, now what do we do with it? So we got all the businesses and grocery stores to allow us to put our magazine in there, but then we had to get them there. And we didn't know that there was companies that do that very thing, that they'll go and distribute the magazines for you.
Right.
So so we, you know, we're literally putting all these boxes in our trucks and driving from store to store to store to store to put the magazines
with
up
our
in the
sons
displays
on Sundays.
So, yeah. So it was very busy, but that's really who we are. You know, we work very hard, you know, and then over time you start finding ways to improve your business, and what you do becomes simpler at that point. You find, you know, little tricks that are, you know, out there that probably many people know, but we didn't know,
right,
you know?
Right.
So we contracted that work out, to delivery drivers, and they do that work for us and take it to the grocery stores and keep this, the racks stocked for us. So between, you know, the real estate, the radio, and the magazine, you know, we did some beautiful websites. We have beautiful websites as well, and that's important. And again, so for us, and then we incorporated later on, we incorporated billboards into our business. So all of those things together, you know, we have, I think, 10 or 11 billboards in the St. Louis area right now. So we've got a lot of branding going on,
absolutely.
But that's important to the business, is to let people know who we are, what we do. So I think all those things together, putting all that stuff out there, the co-branding, gets people, you know, to understand who we are, what we are, and then by them allowing us into their homes every week on the radio show, that really gives them a better understanding of who Tracy and I are. And so that helps with our business tremendously.
That's fantastic. So that's a huge backdrop with all these things that have been going on. I mean, you jump from the IT career into real estate. You have your own magazine, radio show. You run around delivering your own magazines as well, you know.
Right.
Having the kids. I like how you said, you know, the kids were kind of involved. So, so with that immense backdrop, right, of all this stuff that's going on, tell us a little bit more about your family and what it was like, you know, trying to kind of start this business together and get it launched and trying to still play, you know, dad.
Yeah. Well, that's really what it's all about, right? I mean, that's why we do what we do, is for our families.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Me and Tracy, you have four beautiful sons, very handsome young men, and we didn't have any daughters. We were trying. That's why we had four sons. But, you know, so we were successful in our family life, you know, and our kids are, you know, various ages from almost 29 to 15 years old. He's almost 16. So so our sons are in that age group there. So obviously one of our sons has moved to California, and so he's no longer at home, but the other ones are at home and still going to school. My youngest is playing football. That's the family, is why we do what we do. So we decided, you know, to work together. We had to work together because in my professional IT business, I was the boss. I was a manager, you know. So I had a big group of people working for me. Well, in Tracy's, you know, real estate career, when she started that, she's, you know, you're self-employed.
Right.
So you're the boss.
You're the boss as well,
so
right?
So when you got two bosses coming together and at the same time we're married, you know, so you've got that dynamic that, you know, of what a marriage is, you know, the husband and the wife team. And so there was a little bit of, in the beginning, trying to figure out who was going to do what, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because she was very set in what she was doing and how she did it. And I had ideas that I was bringing to the table, you know, on what I thought we should
do. Be careful.
So, but I had to keep in mind that she was the one that was doing the real estate full time at that point.
Right,
so,
right.
But I had ideas, you know. So then we had to determine, you know, what our lanes were and then stay in your lane. You know, what is it, you know, because everybody can't do everything great, you know. To me, it with listings, listing presentations, client interfacing, things like that, there's nobody better than Tracy. Tracy does that part better than anybody. I think we, you know, enhance that with the team that we bring to the table.
Yeah.
So I think that our listings and appointments and things like that go tremendously well because we are a team. Mm-hmm. And then I handle a lot of the technical aspect, a lot of the documentation, a lot of the paperwork, making sure everything's done right, making sure photos are added to, you know, websites, content, things like that. So you kind of got to determine what your lanes are and mm-hmm. stay in your lanes. But it's okay to swerve out of your lane, you know, because you're going to do that in your married life. So for us, the business is an extension of our married life because we do, you know, we obviously live with each other and we work with each other every day.
Yeah.
So that's one of those things that, you know, we kind of have to figure out how to do that. And it can be complex when you have children, you've got work, and then you've got your marriage. Marriage and children alone are a tough thing to master, you know, sometimes. But when you throw the business end in there, it can be very difficult. But you have to kind of determine that, really, what are you doing this for? And is there anybody in the world that you'd rather do it with? You know, because if you've got the same goal in mind, your goal is to support your family, who better than to get into business with than your spouse?
Right.
Because you're both have the same goal, you know. And for me, that's a big part of it. And that's probably the biggest question I get asked is, how do you guys not kill each other? Because you're with each other all day long, you know, from the time you get out of bed till the time
some
you go to bed.
Some days he'd like to.
Yeah.
But really, overall,
probably vice
that's
versa,
true.
I mean, yeah.
That's true of probably all relationships, alone ones that are in business as well together. And, you know, so that,
most
it's
of
a
time,
difficult
it's
thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But again, I think it's a lot of that is because, obviously, I mean, beside the fact that we love each other, we've been together for 32 years, we're in business for the same purpose, you know?
Yeah.
and so the beautiful thing about that, how I think it works best for us, is that somebody's always on. You know, so if it's like if one of the kids have to go to the dentist, you know, it's not a thing where one of us has to leave the office, you know, like if we worked at a company, you know, where you got to get an approval from your boss to go do that, you know, and then this person feels like, well, I have to ask my boss all the time and you never do. And we don't have that. We're self-employed. So it's a situation where if somebody goes to the dentist or the doctor or they want to go somewhere else, one of us takes them and the other one stays working, you know. And so somebody's always on, and that's my point, you know. And for me, you know, we work from 6 a.m. and there's times when we're working, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Oh, sure.
We
yeah.
work a lot of hours. And so by putting that time in, you know, the saying always, you know, comes back to me that, you know, if you do something you love, you don't really look at it as work, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I think about the hours that we put in, I'm like, wow, I should be sick of this, you know, because we work all the time. And our friends will tell us, man, you guys work all the time. We do. But we love what we do. So it really doesn't feel like work all the time. And I'm not going to say that there aren't some days that do feel, you know, like, you know, a truck ran over you and backed up or ran over you again, because some of the days are busy like that. But overall, we love what we do.
That's great.
And we love who we do it with.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, you guys have worked a lot of stuff out over the course of 20 years. I'm sure there's still days trying to work things out as well, of course.
Right.
Life's always changing and growing and evolving and all that stuff. So if we think back like 20 years ago, your eldest was what, 9?
Right.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. 9.
Exactly.
So so we think back then, you know, you got a 9-year-old. And is that the only one or did you have a couple other ones?
Yeah, we had another one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it would have been about 3 at the time.
It would have been about 3. So you got a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old, and you're jumping into career, you know, and then you guys sit down, you know that everything is riding on the success of this. And you get to that first moment where you say, Tracy, I think you're doing it wrong. Tell us what.
Wow.
How do you.
Yeah. That'd be a better visual. Yeah, because yeah. there have been those times, you know, and vice versa, you know, and then, you know, so, but we have to stop and think, you know,
yeah.
about what the person's saying and not internalize it, because you have to kind of put your business hat on, you
right.
know, try to take your marriage hat off, you know, and think about it as a business, you know, what is she trying to say? You know, what,
yeah.
what, or
yeah.
what am I trying to say?
Right.
And
right.
say it in that way, because you don't want to bring into a business conversation, you don't want to bring an argument from your personal life
yeah.
into that
yeah.
because it's easy to do, you know, but you have to keep those business and personal situations separate because they are different,
right,
you know? And
right.
you don't want to commingle those.
Right, absolutely. Well, and it can be, I'm sure, tough jumping in from that IT role, IT hat.
Right.
And then, you know, she's got all that experience and all that knowledge, and, you know, you're thinking of it from a different perspective.
Right.
And so... So you have to work through that together, right?
Yes.
I mean, because each person's got their own perspective. And, you know, you are trying to jump in and be helpful and everything like that. And she's just kind of trying to keep the train going and keep it moving and growing. So, I mean, it that's always an interesting, you know, dynamic. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
So how would you say, like, to work through that? Because I'm sure, like, you probably said, oh, you're doing it wrong. And you ended up realizing, no, you were wrong about it.
I've matured in that process over the years. In the beginning, I didn't handle it probably quite so well. I would be vocal back, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Silent. Yeah, or completely silent, you know, in order to kind of just like internalize it, keep myself sane.
Yeah.
But I think now a lot of times I'll say my point, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell her my opinion, my point. Do it in a calm, rational manner,
yeah.
and then walk away and let it sit.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, if it's her thing that she's doing, she's always done it the right way, you know, and she'd be doing it the right way if I wasn't involved in the business. So I have to let her do what it is that she does. I have yeah. a right to my opinion. She's got a right to hers, and we both listen to each other. But at the end of the day, it's like, whose task is that? It's your accountability. Then you do it your way,
right,
because you
right.
really have to do it the way that you want to do it. So that's
right.
the way I think I've matured to that point where I've kind of just, I don't worry about it. I know it'll work itself out, and then I'll be there to help out any way I can.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And tell me a little bit more too about, you talked about kind of like staying in your lanes. Like, how did you guys kind of figure out like who's going to focus on what? Just
very natural. I mean,
yeah.
it's very natural. That was the easiest part of it, is because I'm an IT guy.
Yeah.
So all the technical stuff and computer stuff and documents and forms, and because I'm very detail oriented.
Yeah.
That naturally goes to me because that's who I am.
And I'm tech illiterate,
so
it made it pretty easy
yeah.
to
oh,
figure
yeah.
it out.
There you go.
To log
that,
on to a
balance.
Computer, to log on to a computer
balance.
For her in the beginning was difficult.
Yeah.
So we definitely. And her strong areas, I couldn't go and be. I mean, let's face it, she is the face of our company, really. You know, and so I couldn't go and do these presentations the way that she does them.
Yeah.
You know, by myself. So she's absolutely better at that point and client interfacing than I am, because I'm the typical IT guy, you know. so we both have our strong lanes, and we stay in those, and we know what those are, and they're natural. So it's not like we had to determine, oh, I'm going to do this. It's just, you know, work dictated how it was going to be, and that's how it ended up being.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so whenever you first dove into this again, and you were trying to figure out how to balance the crazy schedules of being real estate agents, which, I mean, you guys are working late hours and all that kind of
right.
stuff. You had the 9 and the 3-year-old. How did you guys figure out how to balance that out? How did you guys figure out how to integrate that?
Well, again, it was, we needed to be wherever we needed to be. So one of us had to be at the house, you know.
Yeah.
So in the early part, it was more one of those things that, you know, since Tracy was involved in it, you know, from a professional standpoint at first, there was times when she would go on the listing appointments by herself.
Yeah.
She would go do whatever she needed to do, and then she would come back. Okay. And then when it came to, like, if she needed a sign put up or lockbox put up or something entered into the, you know, MLS or something entered into a website or something like that, that was something I could do from home.
Yeah.
You know, so, but somebody was always at home with the kids. So, and we're proud of that fact that we can actually say that none of our children have ever had a babysitter. You know, there was a time when I worked third shift, you know, and she worked during the days so that we could be with our children. So our children's at the focal point of our lives, you know? And so whatever we got to do to make sure that they were taken care of, that's what we did. And so that's the good thing about the business, being in business with her, is that one of us can be somewhere doing the business part and one of us can be with the family if necessary.
Well, excellent. Excellent. So we got like 30 seconds. So real quick, and we're going to shift right over to Tracy.
My better half.
Yeah. Yes, the better half. But real quick, just if somebody doesn't catch that part of the show or the next show, how would somebody get a hold of you?
Just best way to reach me is call me at 636-699-2197, or you can always email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank this has been Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. And this is Matt Barbie, your host. And again, if you're looking to build a business that gives you and your family the life that you dream of, please feel free to reach out, 314-441-5423.